Hi, friends. So last week, we dove into the delicious world of barbecue. This week, we're keeping up with that man and fire theme and talking about grilling. Grilling is the process of cooking food directly over a grated flame, usually propane gas or charcoal. It's a dry heat method that usually involves quite a lot of direct radiant heat. You can either cook food on a grill, which is an open wire grid with a heat source above or below, a grill pan, like a frying pan, but with raised ridges to mimic the marks made from an open grill, or a griddle, which is a flat plate heated from below. It's a common summer cooking method and very popular for home cooking, especially when it's too hot to be in the kitchen. However, many kitchens now have ranges with indoor grills to allow for grilling all year round. Generally, this is considered to be a healthier way of eating, though some grilled foods can contain carcinogens. It has been shown in some studies that marinating food before grilling can reduce these carcinogens, however. But enough about that. Let's get to the dirt. I can't tell you how many women out there come up to me in class or at a meeting to confide in me how much their husbands love to grill and how badly some of them do it. Food is undercooked, overcooked, dry, the whole gamut. And to tell you the truth, while it looks easy, grilling can be a challenge if you don't know the basics. So, short of getting him the entire first season of Bobby Flay's Boy Meets Grill series for Christmas, here are a few tips which you can share with your significant other that may just help. First, make sure your coals are ready before you put anything on the grill. This will ensure that your food cooks properly and enough time to get it fully done. Second, grilling is not the same as pan frying or sautéing. What do I mean by this? Well, when I teach people about pan frying or sautéing, I always tell them to make sure that their meat is dry, dabbed with a paper towel preferably, before it hits the pan. This will make for a very good sear. The difference is there's oil in the pan, which coats the meat or vegetables and keeps them moist. Now, when you cook on a grill, you don't have that, and food can dry out very easily. I always recommend either a marinade or brining for meat or vegetables that you're going to grill. These methods will infuse extra moisture into your food and allow it to cook thoroughly without drying out. Most marinades have some sort of oil in their mixtures, and this is particularly good when grilling vegetables. Always make sure you have some extra moisture for your food before it goes onto the flame. Don't forget, too, that all of that fat that cooks off will go down inside the grill instead of remaining in the pan like it does with a sauté. This can cause your meat to dry out quickly. Vegetables don't have fat, but they do have moisture, and that falls between the grate as well. Oh, and just a tip, don't be heavy-handed with citrus juice and marinades. I recommend using citrus zest instead. Citrus actually cooks your meat and fish, and then it will overcook over the flame. Zest will impart the same flavor without the acidic reaction. By the way, zesting a citrus fruit means that you're taking the colorful pieces off of the rind and getting down to the white, which is the pith. You don't want that in your marinade. Third, always use a meat thermometer to temp your meat, no matter what you're grilling. This is just the best way and the only true way to tell if your meat is done or not. Chicken and pork should be cooked to 165 degrees. Hamburgers should be at least 155 degrees as well. And you can follow that same rule with hot dogs, too. Remove your meat to a platter and immediately cover it with foil to keep the heat contained. Your meat is still cooking when you first take it off, so you want to make sure it rests for at least 10 minutes before you cut into it. If you do that, most of those flavor-filled juices will redistribute throughout the meat, making sure it stays juicy. If you don't, you'll lose all of those juices on the cutting board. And finally, when grilling, always think soak, soak, soak. What do I mean by this? Well, this is just an easy way to remember the next couple of tips. If you're using those disposable wooden skewers for shrimp or kebabs, soak them in cold water for at least 30 minutes before loading them up. This will ensure that they don't burn or fall apart while it's still on the grill. It also reduces splintering. This also refers to a method that my uncle used this past weekend to grill up some delicious corn on the cob. He peeled the first layer of leaves off the corn and soaked it in water for a while, maybe about 15 to 20 minutes. Then he just laid those babies on the grill and they came out perfectly. No mess, no fuss, no foil or extra work, and it was delicioso. I also recommend soaking eggplant in cold salt water before grilling. This takes the bitterness away from the taste of the skin and softens it a bit before cooking. It's a method I use when I pan fry my eggplant for Parmesan, and it'll work for you on the grill. You may also want to try it with zucchini. After taking it out of the water, just pat it dry just a little bit and brush some extra virgin olive oil on it. Sprinkle with salt and pepper and maybe a little lemon juice, and it will be divine. So there you have it. If you've got some other great grilling tips you've learned about over the years, I want to hear them. Maybe you'll even hear your tip on the radio. In the meantime, visit your farmers markets, bring home that wonderful food, and enjoy the grill. Who knows? Maybe if enough of us do it, the sun will finally come out. I'm Joan Autry with Tutti a Tavola, All to the Table Cooking School, where you can get your PhD in delicious.